Hawaii's only geothermal power plant is on track to resume operations before the end of the year. Puna Geothermal Venture was forced to shut down in May of 2018 after lava from the recent Kilauea eruption threatened the facility. Before the closure, PGV used 11 geothermal wells to generate 38 megawatts of power, equal to 31% of Hawaii Island's electricity. Since the end of the Leilani Estates eruption, PGV parent company Ormat has cut a new access road through the fresh lava and is working to recover three wells covered during the eruption. Mike Kalaikini is Ormat's Senior Director of Hawaii Affairs.
We haven't drilled any new wells yet, but we're planning to soon. What we're doing is recovering our existing wells. We had 11 wells before the eruption, and three wells got covered, two production wells and one injection well. Since the eruption, we have uncovered our injection well, but we haven't gone in to assess what's the condition. The two production wells that are covered are still covered because we have been focusing our recovery efforts on the production wells that was not covered by lava.
PGV recently received approval to drill new production wells, part of a plan in place before the eruption to replace older geothermal wells, which over time can become obstructed by rocks. The facility recently achieved a critical recovery milestone when it reconnected to the local electric grid, allowing it to function without the use of external generators. PGV has an existing agreement with Hawaii Electric Light to provide power through 2027. The plant could be ready to reopen as soon as November. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.